The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Tom Williamson of KIIC in Albia and Jacob Hall with the Iowa Standard in Sioux Center. Tom, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator Grassley, as always, it's great to be able to visit with you and pick your brain about what's going on in D.C. President Trump touted your prescription drug bill during the State of the Union speech, and surely that has to be a boost for this bill. Are you hopeful or anticipating passage by May, and what needs to be done yet?
Let me explain the May date. Just before Christmas, we reestablished some laws that had sunset about that time, and we sunset them again May 20th, just so that there's a lot of health care things that weren't ready before Christmas to get them in that bill by May the 20th. Now, if we don't get it done by May the 20th, it doesn't mean it can't be done later on, but that's an ideal time to get it done when you have other health care things up. So since the bill got out of committee last July 19-9, and I'm chairman of the committee, I've had a three-prong approach working in conjunction with Democrat Senator Wyden, the ranking Republican on the committee, or the ranking Democrat on the committee. We've been trying to get the president more engaged. The White House has been helping us for 8 months, but we've never really had the president on our side until he came out in the State of the Union. And then it's my responsibility to get more Republican support. Wyden can't help me with that, and so we're working on that. And then thirdly, in the big 800-pound gorilla would be our negotiations with Pelosi, because she passed a bill that won't get 60 votes in the United States Senate. And if she, if we've got to work out some compromises with her, and we've got to hope that she's not so mad at the president that she wouldn't want to work on something that maybe he supports. But I'm very hopeful, because every poll or index, whatever you want to call it, in the last 6 months and today even, has prescription drug pricing 3, 4, or 5 in the top 5 of the issues people are interested in. So I'm hoping that this becomes such a big national issue in the upcoming presidential and senatorial elections that we will be able to get this passed. Jacob?
Yes, Senator. Over the weekend, you had tweeted out some things about, Bill Barr, and I just wondered if you wanted to kind of elaborate on that situation, what your thoughts were regarding that.
Well, first of all, I'm astounded that Democrats would be saying anything about Barr carrying water for the White House. He made it very clear that he's not taking instructions for anybody. He's trying to run the department. He even takes on the president and says, "Quit tweeting. It's not making my job any easier." And then people are saying he ought to resign because he's carrying water for the White House. I don't think that that's true, that he's carrying water for the White House. And the very same people that are complaining about Barr, they never complained about Holder in the Obama administration when he said he was a wingman for president of the United States. A wingman, that means that Holder was more endowed with helping the president than being an attorney general for the people of the United States, where I think that William Barr is very much an attorney general for the United States. And he's gone into that department that, without a doubt, we know has been politicized under the previous administration. Some of those same people are working in the Justice Department, doing things with a political agenda. And all you got to do is look at the at the emails that we discovered that went on in the people in the FBI and the Mueller investigation and all that. And so I just think that this criticism is strictly political, and they got a double standard, one standard for Republican presidents and another standard for Democrat presidents. Tom.
Senator, the budget proposal for 2021 has been submitted, and I kind of wondered your thoughts. What do you see that's pleasing and appropriate? I saw something in there about maybe returning more money to states for K through 12 education. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, you mean increasing the amount of money for K through 12?
And block grants going to states.
Yeah. Well, I think that our country is so geographically big and so our population is so different from Iowa to New York City that more block grants, leaving more money to be spent by local people that know more of the local conditions, is a better direction to go. But I think it's going to be a big hurdle to get through the House of Representatives controlled by the Democrats. Jacob?
Yeah, last week more appointments made to district court, and with your role in judiciary, talk a little bit about what President Trump has been able to do with the Senate in terms of aligning or appointing all these different justices and the importance of that.
Yeah. Well, first of all, we in the Senate get a lot of credit for this, but the president can't, or the Senate can't move ahead on nominations for the judges without the president proposing them. So it first starts with the president. Well, 3 years ago when this guy took office, even before he took office, he got around him a bunch of people that said, we're not going to dilly-dally around making decisions who to put on the courts. We're going to move quickly to do it. And when they decided to move quickly, the Senate had to move quickly. So we've put on a historically high number of circuit court judges, which is the most important, short of the Supreme Court, two Supreme Court nominees. And then I don't know, 115 district court nominees. The president's doing the right thing. We have a responsibility to make sure these can be done as fast as possible, because any vacancies on the district court level means that justice is going to be denied. And I think we've done a good job of following through and speeding things up in a way that hasn't been done under any other president. And we're fortunate because we'll have a stronger judiciary because of it. Tom?
Senator, you and Senator Lamar Alexander released a proposal last year that would help to fix the issue of multi-employer pension shortfalls and yet not to bilk the taxpayers. And I know that these pensions are a big issue. A lot of pensioners could be shorted. And so how does this proposal move?
Yeah, let me explain. If you work for John Deere, that'd be called a single employment retirement plan. John Deere people don't have to worry about it, but just in case it went broke, that we have a government insured agency called the PBGC that kind of insures it, so you'll get something. You'll never get your full amount. It's running short of supply. We've got to increase the money going into the insurance fund. Then we have the multi-employer one, where let's say you got 10 employers that get together 30 years ago to set up a retirement plan for the employees of 10 different corporations, and let's say 9 of them shut down, then you've got one company left out of the 10, and he's got to support the retirees of the other 9 companies that are no longer in business, and it's just practically bankrupt. And so my committee has primary responsibility for it, but we're also working in conjunction with Senator Alexander's committee, with a plan that will fund this into the future, and also fund the PBGC, the insurance plan, for everybody, and get something so we can make sure that people that are getting 100% now, they may only get 90%, but if we don't do something and it goes to the PBGC, they may not get anything.
Thank you, Senator.
Yeah, Jacob?
Okay, and this will be the last question.
Okay, thank you. Senator, this is probably the last thing you want to talk about, but I wondered if you could talk a little bit about how the Senate has proceeded now that the impeachment stuff is over, if you feel like, the two parties are coming back together to work on the business of the country, and if you could just speak a little bit to how things have heated up here after impeachment.
Yeah. If this is too short of an answer, follow it up. But the impeachment thing didn't help anything. But I think it didn't make anything worse. So with or without impeachment, I think you're still going to have too much partisanship, but it's not made worse as a result of impeachment. Okay, thank you all very much. Is that okay?
Yep, that's fair.
Okay, goodbye.
Thank you, Tom and Jacob, for participating in today's public affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.